why do people sometimes go to other cities? There are many reasons why people sometimes go to other cities, such as to find a job, to visit friends or family members, or for tourism. Big cities like Beijing and Shanghai have much more job opportunities than smaller provincial cities and typically offer higher salaries and better career advancement opportunities. These days, it is much more common for Chinese people to move away from their hometown than it used to be. It is now quite common for family members to live far away from each other, so it's quite natural for people to travel to other cities to visit their loved ones. Many people also love visiting other cities to visit historical landmarks, enjoy the natural scenery, to buy luxury goods, or enjoy the leisure facilities. For example, people go to Hangzhou for the beauty of West Lake, to Xi'an to visit the Terracotta Warriors, to Beijing to walk around the Forbidden City, and to Shanghai for designer shopping and to visit Disneyland. Why are historical cities popular? People in China are very patriotic and proud of their heritage. We spend a lot of time at school learning about the history of our nation, so it's only natural for us to want to visit the places that we learn about when we are young. China has one of the richest histories of any country, so there are many cities to visit with extremely interesting histories. You can choose to visit the ancient Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, the Forbidden City and the Imperial Palace in Beijing, the Bund and the French concessions in Shanghai, as well as the mausoleum of Sun Zhongshan in Nanjing. All of these places played an important part in our country's history, and I hope they will remain popular for people to visit in the future, because a big part of our cultural identity comes from our past. Do you think tourists may come across bad things in other cities? It's possible for tourists to come across bad things in other cities, especially if they don't do enough research before their trip. Most big cities, especially in countries with high crime rates, have good areas and bad areas. If you visit a big city, you may accidentally enter an unsafe neighborhood without even realizing it, unless you have read about it beforehand. If you do end up in one of those areas, it's possible to see people getting mugged, people selling illegal drugs, or businesses being robbed. If tourists don't take care to follow tourist advice, they could even become the victim of crimes themselves. Is it necessary to make a plan before visiting a city? I don't think it's necessary for people to make a plan before visiting a new city, but for most people, it can help them to make the most of their time there. If you don't make a plan, you won't know which restaurants have the most delicious local foods, which shops offer the best prices for local products, or which places have the most interesting sights or beautiful scenery. Furthermore, you may end up spending hours doing research when you're already there, which is a waste of your time. Some people, however, don't like to make too many plans when they go on holiday. They prefer to spend their time relaxing without the burden of following a plan. This allows them to do things whenever they feel like it, or go to places on the spur of the moment. I don't think either way is necessarily better, it just depends on the people's personality.